is an institution of learning, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen to students, listen to parents.
Oh, we're seniors. This is our year to slack off.
Listen to teachers, listen to principals.
Okay.
Bueller.
Rarely is the question asked, is our children learning?
Empower us. Don't keep creating a nation of professional test takers.
The best anti-poverty program around is a world-class education.
Get your hands up. We plan on calling on you, as all this week our conversation is about reshaping and remaking American education as we try to get schooled on the issues facing educational reformers in the United States. And joining us this morning is Arnie Duncan, whose voice you may have recognized there in that mashup. He's the U.S. Secretary of Education. He joins us from Washington. Secretary Duncan, good morning.
Good morning, John. Thanks so much for having me. And listen, thanks so much for spending the week focused on education. I can't tell you how much that means to me. I just appreciate your thoughtfulness on this topic.
Hey, as you know, buddy, we could spend about 6 weeks on it. You have the rest of your life to worry about
every week.
let's talk about Tennessee and Delaware, who seem to be the winners of your Race to the Top program, which tries to find best practices and reward them with, I guess, seed money and actual execution money to bring some of those programs off. Why did Tennessee and Delaware win?
Well, they're the two first-round winners, and I think every child in all 40 states that applied is already a winner, but these two just literally led the country. Their programs had statewide impact, 100% of students in their states being touched, real collaboration, all the stakeholders around the state working together on behalf of children, and really bold reform plans. So we couldn't be more proud of them. The good news for states that didn't win the first round is we have over $3.4 billion left for the second round of Race to the Top funding. But Tennessee and Delaware are going to help lead the country where we need to go, and their efforts were just absolutely exemplary.
All right, so the message there are not 48 losers there. Let's move forward on
absolutely
a news story. Right. Let's move forward on a news story that we talked about in the last few weeks. Governors from the states around the United States have proposed what seems to be something of a national curriculum or a standardized curriculum program that would help reform education from their perspective. It seemed the Obama administration endorsed this one way or another. Where do you stand on this program?
Yeah, it's not a national curriculum, to be very, very clear, John. What it is national standards, a high bar, high expectations for every child in this country, college and career-ready standards. And this is a huge idea. It's an idea whose time has come. And let me just take a moment to explain, if I can, John. Under No Child Left Behind, unfortunately, what many states did is they dummied down standards. And in effect, they were lying to children due to political pressure, not due to what was right for children, not due to what was right for education, or right for the state's economy due to political pressure. And states that would tell a child, you're quote-unquote meeting our state standard, that child should logically assume they're on track to be successful. But unfortunately, in way too many states, including the state I'm from Illinois, those standards have been dummied down so much that child who is quote-unquote on track is barely able to graduate from high school and is woefully inadequately prepared to be successful at college.
All right, well, you want
48 governors and 48 school chiefs have come together and said, let's raise the bar, high standards for everyone, and I think this is going to really change education in our country as we go forward.
Well, then help us, Secretary Duncan, to allay the fears of this student we talked to this week, who actually is pretty worried about even a national set of standards for curriculum. Listen.
My name is Justice Hunter. I'm age 17, and my position on Obama's education reform about standardizing all schools to be on the same curriculum is that I disagree with it. I think it should not be passed because it would make all schools' individuality annihilate all of that.
What do you think?
I actually agree with him. And again, there's a big difference between common standards and common curriculum. So there'd be one high bar that we're all aiming for, but states, school districts, individual schools can find the most creative, the best local idea to help hit that higher bar. So there should never be one curriculum, but there should be one set of standards that we're all aiming for, and let local educators, you know, have the ingenuity and the chance to innovate and to be flexible at the local level to determine how to hit that. So I actually agree with the students.
All right. Secretary Duncan, I've got one more question, and then we've got lots of stuff from our listeners that I want to give to you before the end of the hour. On Race to the Top, aren't you on the hook there in the Obama administration? I mean, it's nice to hand out prize money, but if you get a winner, you have to actually implement that and scale it up nationwide. I mean, the worst possible legacy for you is 20 years from now going, oh, yeah, I won the Race to the Top thing. That was a great idea. Nothing ever happened.
You're exactly exactly right. And this is, you know, every single dollar is our taxpayers' dollars. It's your dollar. It's mine. It's everyone around this country. We want to make sure it's extraordinarily wisely used. So we had a very, very vigorous process. 40 states plus the District of Columbia applied. We picked 16 finalists. We brought them all in to be interviewed. And we picked the two best. And we're going to, you know, work very closely with that. As long as they stay on track, we'll continue to fund them. If they start to stray, we'll stop funding them. But I have to tell you, the effort around the country has been extraordinary. The amount of breakthrough, the work to get on common standards, the work to raise the bar for students, all that is a result, in part, of Race to the Top. And we're driving the country where we need to go. The big thing, John, I have to say is that there's a huge sense of urgency here. We have to educate our way to a better economy. We have a staggering dropout rate, about 27% in this country. That is economically unsustainable and morally unacceptable. We have to push to get better as fast as we can, and Race to the Top is a piece of the answer.
All right. Respond to Margie Frazier, okay? She's a high school senior in Kankakee, Illinois, listens to us on WKCC in Kankakee, a market that you know well. She's been homeschooled her whole life, and her question is really this. I'm curious as to why it costs so much to educate a child in a public school. Costs our family less than $300 a year to educate myself and my two younger brothers. This hasn't hindered our chances of higher education. She was recently accepted to the oldest women's college in the country, St. Mary of the Woods College. Why does it cost the government thousands?
You mean for higher education?
No, for high school.
For high school, yeah. Well, it's a fair question. Obviously, you know, costs have gone up. I would actually argue that in our country we dramatically underinvest in education. I think there's nothing more important we can do than to reward great teachers and great principals and make sure every child has a chance to go to a fantastic school. And so education is not cheap. I agree with that. But I think, I would say, if you think education is expensive, try ignorance. And I think as a country we need to continue to invest significantly more, not in the current system, but in what works, and that's what we're trying to do.
Bobby Lee in New York was reading the news and noticed that Texas has changed its curriculum, encouraging issues like intelligent design, I believe. Will a Texas education still be valid and recognized in other states, Bobby, Secretary Duncan?
Well, again, the curriculum will always be controlled at the local level, but this is in part why I think this idea of high common standards, college and career ready standards for everyone, is so important. That if Texas was being measured in the same way as other states, we could figure out whether that curriculum was working for students or not. Right now, John, we have 50 different states, 50 different standards. No way to know who's doing what well, and it simply makes no sense. We have a hodgepodge here,
right,
and everyone realizes we have to do something better.
All right, I'm going to back you away from the whole national curriculum thing, but you have to admit, and you talk about this a lot, you got to agree on some things to do educational reform in America. I think we can agree that we want math, writing, and reading in a sort of a national standard of excellence in the United States. But what other class would you include?
I think the biggest complaint I hear about No Child Left Behind all over the country was a narrowing of the curriculum. And I think every child deserves a well-rounded education. So, yes, reading, math, writing are hugely important, but social studies, PE, the arts, foreign language, every child
finance education.
Financial literacy is hugely important. Every child needs a well-rounded education. We got away from that. We have to get back to it.
Ken Feinberg, the Paysar, says history. You'd go with history, right?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Ken Feinberg told us this morning it's got to be history. That's the number one.
All of these things are important. You can't just pick one. That's what's happened, unfortunately, historically. We've narrowed the curriculum. We've got to give every child a well-rounded education. History is a huge part of that.
All right. Fortunately, he doesn't have to just pick one. Arne Duncan, U.S. Secretary of Education, thanks so much.
Thanks for the opportunity. Have a great day now.
Give us your take on what you think needs to be taught. Once you get past the basics of reading, writing, arithmetic, what other class do you think should be required? Give us your take at 8778-MY-TAKE, or you can post it to our site, thetakeaway.org. I'm Celeste Headlee.
Lots of great responses. Keep them coming. Keep your hands up there. We'll call on you. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.